As I stated previously, the text for today is the gospel reading as a whole from the fifth chapter of Matthew, verses 21 through 37. But I would like to revert back to last week and include the 20th verse here, which was the last verse read last Sunday in the gospel reading from Matthew chapter 5. For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. With that verse, verse 20, those words, Jesus sets the bar. He sets the bar for your entry into heaven, and he sets the bar for my entry into heaven. And that bar, according to him, is very simply this. Unless our righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, we will never, ever, ever, ever enter the kingdom of heaven. There it is. The first thing, of course, that we would want to consider is who are the scribes and Pharisees, and we all know them well enough, I believe, through all our years in the church. Scribes and the Pharisees were those religious elite in Jesus' day, the ones, the meticulous keepers of the law. The very, very meticulous keepers of the law. The law that came from God himself through Moses. If you wanted to know what something in the law said, well, all you had to do was talk to a scribe or even a Pharisee. The scribes were professionals, the Pharisees were not. But they were very, extremely religious people all the same, both groups. They kept the law as best they could, better than anyone else in their day. They did what the law said to do regarding praying, regarding sacrificing, regarding tithing, regarding whatever, regarding sexual relationships, regarding marriage, regarding everything that the law said. All 613 laws were kept meticulously by these two groups. And Jesus says that unless you do better than them, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. The bar is set pretty high. And then Jesus continues, it seems like, stomping on us. Because not only does my righteousness not exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, for heaven's sake, I have to admit, oftentimes the only time I think about God is once a week, and it happens to be when I go to church. Otherwise, God just doesn't seem to be all that relevant to my life, to the goings-on day to day. Then Jesus hits us right between the eyes. You've heard that it was said, you shall not murder. Well, I've never murdered anybody. So far, so good. I've never plunged a knife into anyone's heart. I've never shot anyone. I've never murdered anyone. Jesus says, but I say to you, that's what the law says. That's what the Pharisees keep. That's what you as civil people keep. But I say to you that everyone who's angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Now wait a minute. You mean if I'm angry with somebody, in your sight, Lord, I've murdered them? Well, on that, I don't fare so well. But he doesn't stop, he continues. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the hell of fire. The Pharisees don't. The scribes don't. I do. I have. My righteousness does not exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, and therefore, Jesus says, I'll never enter the kingdom of God. And Jesus continues to punch when he says, you've heard that it was said you shall not commit adultery. Well, I've never done that. I've been faithful to the vows I took. So far, so good. That's what the Pharisees did. That's what the scribes did. So far, so good. But Jesus again doesn't stop. Everyone, I say to you, that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in her heart, in his heart. Whoops. And ladies, by the way, we can reverse this, and this goes for you. You mean, Jesus, that if I have ever intentionally lusted after anyone, I've committed adultery with that individual? I don't measure up to that standard. And according to Jesus' bar, I will not see the kingdom of heaven. He continues, you've heard that it was said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. Well, I've never been divorced, so far so good. Those who have, well, I went about it all legal-like. I did everything the law said I was supposed to do. And Jesus says, but I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife except on the ground of sexual immorality makes her commit adultery. Well, I divorced my wife because we couldn't get along. That ain't sexual immorality. I divorced my husband because he beat me every night. Well, that ain't sexual immorality. And I don't meet the standard. And I can't see the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus finally says, you have heard that it was said, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn. I've always done that. Just like the scribes and the Pharisees. But I say to you, he says, don't take an oath at all. Either by heaven, for it is a throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool. Let your yes be yes, your no, no. There have been times when I said, I swear I'm telling the truth. Jesus says that is of the evil one. When you take an oath done in a court of law, fine. It's what we are enjoined to do in personal relationships. Our word is to be as reliable as the word of God. And if people can't believe my yes or my no, well, then there's something wrong with me. I don't measure up. My righteousness does not exceed that of the Pharisees and the scribes. So I'm in trouble. Indeed, I'm in trouble. We're all in trouble. Because we end up doing pretty much everything Jesus says here is offensive to God. Our thought processes, our intents, are offensive to God. What am I to do? Jesus lists all these impossibilities for me. What am I to do? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Did not the Son of God come to this earth? And was not the Son of God sinless? Therefore, did not the Son of God's righteousness exceed that of the Pharisees and the scribes? And does not God promise that all those who look to Him in faith are given free of charge that righteousness that exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees? Yes. That is the very gospel itself. The righteousness that God gives to me in Jesus Christ through faith is what it is needed for entry into the kingdom of heaven. And so you see, Jesus, in a sense, ends up in this Sermon on the Mount talking about Himself. And what He has come to give to you and to me, totally free of charge. A righteousness that exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees and opens wide the door to heaven. He is my righteousness. He is my life. He is my peace with God. He is my Savior, who, when my days on this earth are through, in His righteousness, in His perfect righteousness, will cover me and escort me through the portals of heaven itself. Amen.